Greetings once again, Lenten Wanderers. It's Pastor Bob. It's Thursday of the third full week of Lent, day 20 of our Lenten journey together. Today we're going to return to Brian Zahn's Lenten devotional called The Unvarnished Jesus. And we're going to look at the story out of the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 1 through 44. Jesus raises Lazarus. You may want to stop the recording and read that at this time. It's Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 1 through 44. And let us begin. Our reading today is about the greatest miracle. The raising of Lazarus is the climactic seventh sign in John's exquisitely crafted gospel. John first introduces us to the ministry of Jesus with the whimsical sign of turning water to wine. This sign points us to Jesus as the one who brings the feast of the kingdom of God. John concludes his record of the ministry of Jesus before moving into his passion narrative with Jesus' seventh and greatest sign, the raising of a man who was 4 days dead. This last sign points us to Jesus as the one who saves us from all that would destroy us, including our ultimate enemy, death itself. Fyodor Dostoevsky was a genius at weaving gospel themes into his masterpieces. In his novel Crime and Punishment, which could be better translated as Sin and Consequences, the central character is an intelligent and impoverished student in St. Petersburg named Raskolnikov. In an effort to prove that he is a great man, and thus beyond good and evil, like Napoleon, Raskolnikov murders a pawnbroker and her sister. In the course of the story, Raskolnikov befriends Sonya, a prostitute redeemed by Christ. In one of the most riveting scenes in the novel, Raskolnikov, who is about to confess his crime to Sonya, asks her to read to him the story of Jesus raising Lazarus. Before Sonya reads it, Raskolnikov asks her if she believes the story, to which she replies, "Yes, with all my heart." Of course, Raskolnikov is actually asking, "Is there any hope for someone like him?" Sonya then reads the story, but Dostoevsky doesn't just allude to it, but quotes the entire story in his novel. The scene ends like this. "That's all about the raising of Lazarus," she whispered. The candle is flickering out in the battered candlestick, casting a dim light in the destitute room upon the murderer and the harlot, strangely come together over the reading of the eternal book. The raising of Lazarus is given to us as a sign conveying that no one is beyond the saving reach of Jesus Christ. No matter how dead we are in our sins, Jesus is the one who has the power to recall us back to life. The seventh sign wrought upon Lazarus is also a foreshadowing of the Easter triumph. Jesus will defeat death because, as he told Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life." Or, as the Orthodox Paschal hymn says, "Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs, bestowing life." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we believe that you are the resurrection and the life. Show us the glory of God by calling us out of our tombs of sin and restoring us to new life. Amen. Always good to talk to you on this Lenten journey that we're taking together. And I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. It'll be Friday on our Lenten journey, the third full week of Lent, and day 21. Until then, God bless you.